That's it.
Don't touch my knee.
That was an accident. Okay, so.
So this is Avoiding People.
With Don and MJ.
I thought I was going to say my name.
You were going to say? Well, it's not important. Point is that they know who's out there. I'm Don, and.
I'm MJ.
Great.
Okay.
So.
So this is our second podcast.
That's right. For those of you who maybe listened to our first one, this is our second.
No, I'm probably listening to our first one.
Probably not. Wow. Here we are in
beautiful, shitty-ass Columbia.
In Studio I, right. Overlooking the wonderful Wabash Street and the L. Yeah. So if you hear the train...
Wait! There it is.
There it is.
Okay, great.
So just trying to ignore it like we do. Right. But today we got a lot to talk about. As always, a lot to rant about. A lot of things made us angry. And
I do love ranting.
Hopefully, while you're avoiding people, just like we are, shut up in this studio last hour, whether you're...
I realize now it makes more sense.
What?
I mean, originally, the point of the show was avoiding people with Don and MJ. We're helping people avoid other people.
True.
By listening to
us. We should really talk about this like at the end of the season of the show. This is a revelation that should be saved for the end of the season.
I just realized it now.
Yeah, I know, but this is only the
second
podcast.
Fine, whatever, we'll talk about it later.
Good.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'll talk about it now. But we're also avoiding people.
Yeah.
Which I like.
It's true.
I don't like people.
I know.
I barely like you.
I know. I can barely see you. I can't believe we're actually like in this studio together. I'm about to kick you away. All
right. So, you saw this movie.
Paranormal Activity.
Oh.
And it was limited release, as it should have been.
Should have been no release.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
It should have been no release. It was one of those movies where, you know, somebody, some douche, got a camera, and they left it on for a week or something like that, and there's just... There were no credits in this movie. No credits. Because nobody worked on it.
No one to credit.
Yeah, exactly. No one to credit. It was just it was just garbage. What can I say? It was about one couple, a douchebag, and his douches, okay?
Duchess? The douches?
His douches, yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, she apparently, they had this like nice-ass house, you know, all this great stuff.
But something's wrong.
Exactly. She had this demon, with quotes, okay, following her since she was 8 years old. Right? And right,
so she's already nutty.
Yeah, yeah, she was definitely nutty.
Anyone who thinks that they have a demon following them since they were 8.
Yeah.
Now, if you were 8 and you think you have a demon following you...
That's one thing.
You're 8.
You talk, you're 8. Yeah, exactly.
When you turn to about 10, 11, 12, you're like...
And you start following it.
That was retarded.
You're in high school and you're like, you know, I didn't do well on this paper because last night I had to run away from my demon.
Did she say that kind of thing?
No.
Okay, good.
But I'm just saying...
That would have been worse. But yeah, you're right. No. If anyone gives... use their demon as an excuse as to why they do certain things.
Yeah.
They need to be.
Regardless, though, so anyway, that's just one of the reasons why this movie sucked. It just I hate seeing movies like this, The Blair Witch, Cloverfield, this type of movie. It's this whole, like, handheld camera thing that they've got going on, and there's no plot, the characters aren't dynamic, there's no change, there's no anything. All this movie was an attempt to scare people with this story. They totally led up to everything that happened. You could tell exactly what was going to happen because they kept talking about it. It was like one of those. It was just a big episode of
what were they talking about?
Mystery. Like this. What's his face? The dude wants to go out and get a Ouija board,
He's like,
I'm gonna fix this. I'm gonna fix this. Don't call him the expert. Promise me you're not gonna call him the expert. Why not? Because I'm the man, and I'm gonna fix this. Okay, I love you. I won't call him the expert. But don't go get a Ouija board. What? That's the way I'm going to fix it? No, don't go get the Ouija board. Okay, I'm not going to get a Ouija board. What happens next? They get a Ouija board. He comes in. I didn't buy it. I borrowed it. And then they leave with the Ouija board, front and center in the camera, on the table,
right.
Empty house. And then, you know, the thing moves around, and it lights on fire, and...
Lights on fire?
Yeah, it did.
That took some production quality. Yeah,
it really did. I was the whole thing, the whole time in the movie, instead of getting scared, I was wondering how they did certain things. Like, they made footprints in baby powder, but they were like 3 clawed footprints, and you watched them
right.
Invisibly, like...
Right. Well, ghost.
Right. Well, demon.
Only invisible explanation demon. Is a demon slash ghost slash
no.
Poltergeist
exactly.
Or whatever.
Not somebody in one of those green costumes that they can take out of the scene with a little...
little magic.
Not even a little magic, just a little, like, 3-pronged
right.
Footstepper.
No, I think the only option is obviously a demon.
Yeah, probably.
Right, obviously.
Either way, please don't go see Paranormal.
So it was bad.
It was horrible. It was a waste of an hour and a half. Thankfully, I didn't have to pay for it. And otherwise, I probably would have. I probably would.
The thing is, I don't
got my own.
Here's the thing: I don't understand. I don't understand why these movies get the hype that they do. Because I think to myself, this movie's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And people who see it, who haven't seen it, say, oh, this is a scary... Because we were talking about it beforehand, right. Where people absolutely. Are like, this is the scariest movie.
Yeah. People you like, know why? Because the previews on this movie, they didn't show any scenes from the movie. And understandably so, because you would have seen right away that it was crap.
Right.
But what they showed was theaters' reactions to the movie.
Oh, really?
That's what they showed. That's what the previews were. It's
a clever move.
It is a clever move because you're not going to show bullshit to... You're not going to try and sell people bullshit by showing it to them. Okay. Right. You're going to see everybody else's reaction to it. It's like an infomercial.
Were people actually, like, going, like, gasping, going,
or, in the theaters? Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There were, I'm telling you, there were scary parts if you were invested in the story. But, I mean, that's the other thing, is that I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Right.
So, I'm watching this movie where this couple and this movie is supposed to be convincing me that there was a demon haunting this couple. And, oh, yeah, here's the other thing. Bullshit hype. To all of you who do know about Paranormal Activity and think that it's a true story, it's not. These 15-year-old sluts... sitting behind me talking the entire movie, reiterated the belief that a lot of people think it's an actual true story. Look it up. Look it up online. On Google. It's a true story. No, check it out.
Seriously. They said that
Yeah, at the end there is a disclaimer saying that all the events and characters in this movie are fictitious and any similarities coincidence.
See, all right, first of all, here's the thing. People like movies like that, like Blair Witch, like Cloverfield, because they feel like, well, it's a handheld camera. This is something like, you know, a little less movie-esque, and right. Now it's more home movie.
Exactly.
And more believable.
More believable. That's right. Why these people wanted to believe that this actually happened.
Right.
Because it also makes it scarier.
Right.
When you tell yourself, when you're able to tell yourself this is a movie, and it didn't actually happen, that is the number one tactic, I think, in ceasing to be scared. And I think that's what a lot of people hold on to.
Well, I have never been able, or maybe before when I was a kid, but now I'm just not able to be scared by scary movies.
Of course not, because you know that they're movies. You know
Jason
exactly what's going on.
Jason is the guy with the mask,
right.
With Mike Myers.
Exactly, especially when you do make movies, you know, or when you know exactly the process that goes into it. It's very easy to just all of a sudden take yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Focus on the production or like the characters of the movie or anything like that. You can very easily pull yourself out and not be scared. You just remind
or
yourself.
Or how they do that, or how that clown get there, how they... You know,
even if you don't know that stuff, it's easy as an adult just to do that, to pull yourself out of the story. That's why when movies claim to be true and stories like that demon one, get a stir up a following of people thinking that it actually happened. That is why it's like a snowball and it starts rolling down the hill, gaining momentum, and you got all these people believing it was a true story, and that freaks the crap out of people.
Well, you know what? It's like that piece of crap TV show Ghost Hunters. It was just an hour and a half long.
It was a big episode of Ghost Hunters. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. They started doing that thing that Ghost Hunters does where, like, they turn on the camera and these guys are sitting in a dark house and they're just like, what was that? And there was no noise.
Right.
There was no noise. And the audience doesn't hear anything, but they just start, like, touching each other and freaking each other out. By the end, they're running out of the house and nothing has happened. You're just sitting there watching these idiots run around.
There was one Ghost Hunters episode that I watched, and it was them just sitting around a room with, like, the night cam on, because they always had that goddamn night cam on. Half that show is in green.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I know.
All right?
With the crazy eyes.
And then they're all just sitting around, they're like, and they hear a sound. You hear a sound. They go, oh, there's a car door.
They should let the real sounds go.
Right.
They should let the, oh my God, what was that?
Right.
And then let people just, you know, oh, what was that? Was it an actual thing? And then you don't say, oh, what was that? When there was no sound.
Right.
Like, that's just,
And you don't want to argue with these people, but I do.
Well, what's the point?
Maybe it's just because I love to argue.
Yeah.
And yell at people. But
these goddamn
people. And they're fucking releasing ghosts and all this other stuff. But you gotta shake them. You gotta shake them
you gotta shake a baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're banging your head against a wall when you do that.
But there might just be that crack.
Maybe, but every single time you end up with a headache.
I usually do.
So.
Or an ulcer.
I guess the only thing, I mean, trust me, if I really am passionate about something, I'll argue about it. But there's very few things that I will actually, like, put forth the effort to argue about. Arguing that ghosts and because also the other stuff is that, like, part of me does want to believe that some some spirits or ghosts or anything like that are real out there. I mean, I don't know what happens after people die.
I don't know if they're still
hanging around. We just can't see them. I mean, that's one thing. But I really, all the crap, like we just said, Ghost Hunters and this movie and everything that you see out there, all the bullshit, you know, none of it captivates me into actually thinking that that's legitimate.
I would say
the stuff that I've heard and seen, maybe like 3% actually sticks with me as like, well, you know, that might have happened that.
Well, I'd say 0% for me, obviously. But well, here's the thing. I just don't like that people continue to believe in this stuff, and you can't convince them out of it. And I think to myself, how can you not convince them?
Yeah,
out of
but
it?
You, especially you being an atheist, you would apply the exact same argument to religious stuff too.
Yes, I would. But even then, there are people who are holding on to this stuff, and you're just like trying to show them all this.
Right.
If you were to show people how that movie was made, still there would be people who believed it.
Of course.
That boggles my mind. It really does.
Dude, it is. People need to hold on to certain things. People need to hang on to their
views. I just think people don't like admitting that they're wrong. There was a Japanese snuff film.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in it too.
There's a Japanese snuff film, and I think it was some actor in like the late 80s, early 90s saw it and told everyone about it, and it was this huge thing that everyone was like, oh my god.
Snuff film. When you say snuff film, what do you mean?
It was a handheld camera movie of a girl being killed.
Oh.
Right.
Like really killed.
It looked really real.
Yes.
But then they showed on the making of it. But there's still people who believe it was a real snuff film. What the hell?
Fuck if I know.
I don't understand these people, and I just want to shake their head and bang it against a wall until you can get all the crap out.
But like I said, there's really it's pointless there.
Oh.
It's wasted effort. You have to. I don't even know. You know, there are some people that you're never gonna be able to convince of anything.
Yeah. But you have to try, don't you? Don't you have to try?
Not right now. Not for me.
Why not?
What's the point?
If you don't try, you're not gonna.
If they enjoy their life better with that view,
no.
Let them have it.
No.
Let them have
no.
it.
No.
It's in my opinion. Yeah. And here you go. Go ahead and try and convince me that my view is wrong on this. In my opinion, it's all about quality of life.
Okay.
Like, if you're enjoying your life, if anything to make your 60, 70, 100 years
yes.
the most enjoyable,
yes.
hang on to it.
But if I could show you that you won't lose anything, and in fact, you'll gain something by dropping those crazy-ass beliefs,
uh-huh.
wouldn't then you try it out?
What would you argue that anyone's gaining?
Well, my point, no. But if I believed that I could convince you of
yeah.
something, and that it would make your life better.
And it would also make your life better, I think.
Probably, because it's
so
just
basically
one less,
you're,
one less idiot.
You're chasing
one less
quality
idiot.
Of life.
My own, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to help yours, and I think that it will help yours. So shouldn't I think to myself, well, I got to convince him of this?
Yes.
So
when you argue, well, yeah, when you argue that way,
yeah,
that's fine.
Fine.
So
okay.
it's as long as you admit that it's about chasing your
well,
quality of life in addition to improving others.
Even if my life got worse, as long as other people's got better in the sense that they believe
this
crap.
Well, it does kind of make your life worse. That's my argument, is that
right.
I think it makes your life worse to chase, convincing people that aren't don't want to be convinced.
I don't mind. I'll do it.
Like I said, I think it just comes, like, that sort of thing for me just comes out of picking your battles, you know what I mean? Like, if
yeah.
I wanted to fight with somebody, every single time
yeah.
I had a disagreement, I would just go home more often with my sisters and my mom. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't think we agree on anything, so I
can
sit there arguing
all
day.
I don't like picking fights with those because...
With the family?
The
yeah.
family, because the family pulls out things
oh, yeah.
like, you know...
And it'll always come
who
back.
Who puts a roof over your head?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like,
you can't have a legitimate argument.
No,
unbiased.
You can't.
I know. But that's the other thing, too, is that, like, you know...
And they're like, don't talk to your mother like that. And I'm like, bitch, I gotta do something, all right? Because you're making up nonsense.
Bitch.
My grandma... not my grandma. My grandma believes in banshees and stuff.
Ooh.
Whatever. But she's Irish. My mom has this blue bottle that she fills with water, puts it in front of the window or whatever, and then the sun like catches it or whatever. It doesn't do anything. Obviously, it doesn't do anything. But she's like, well, the blue reacts to the sunlight, and it tastes a lot better to me. It doesn't taste any different. Of course it doesn't taste
any different.
Of course
it's any different, but I mean, maybe
but
she believes it.
She believes
it does.
She believes it.
Yeah.
And she has this 10 intentions that you're supposed to do, like, live without regrets and synergy, all this other bullshit. And
wow,
she's into woo, and she's got it like taped to our refrigerator. And here's another thing I don't understand. This goes back to like the secret from like a year ago. You have to say these 10 intentions every day for it to work. No, you don't. That's not how things work out. Either it works or it doesn't work. Having to recite them shouldn't have to be a part of this process.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. And I just try to, I try and I try and I try to convince her. That is all the ask, but she does not listen to me.
Yeah, I know.
And here's the thing that I don't understand at
all. It's kind of like trying to convince all the people in the hallway to, you know, be quiet.
To shut the fuck up. Yes, it would be very nice.
It is nice, but you're not going to convince them of that, are you?
No, you won't.
As anybody who's listening can attest to, if you can hear
the fucking noise out there. Of course they can hear. But I tell you what, if we were to tell them to shut up, they'd be louder.
Oh, yeah.
Just for spite.
Of course. Because, again, this is why we like to avoid people.
Because they're dicks.
People are dicks.
People are total dicks. But, okay, here's the thing. This goes to another point that I was thinking of, which is, I was telling you before about the Large Hadron Collider.
Right.
Whatever the story...
Can you give a brief synopsis of what's going on?
There's two signs.
I didn't know what it was.
Okay, the Large Hadron Collider is a particle accelerator and a atom smasher. And basically what they do is they smash protons and atoms and electrons, all this stuff. And when those smash, you can see you can't see, but you can detect what's inside of them. And there was the Fermi lab, which is in the United States.
Can I just say also Fermi? I think that's...
You just think of Furby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. It's, I think it's, I don't know. It stands for something important.
It sounds funny, is what it is.
Yes. But the point is that...
Fermi. I'm
sorry. The point is that this new one, the Large Hadron Collider, the LHC...
Right, somewhere in Europe.
It's somewhere in Europe, but it's much bigger.
Right.
And it's going to go much faster.
Mm.
And it's going to collide them at a much... you know, quicker rate, and then hopefully you're going to see things that you weren't able to see before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're chasing this thing called the Higgs boson. And it's just this particle that they haven't been able to find that is theoretical and should be there.
Who's Higgs?
I think he's the guy that, you know...
Theorized
that it's going to be there. And it should be there, but it's not there, or they can't detect it so far.
Mm.
The point is, though, these two scientists who are just apparently top physicists, which they're not, I'm sure. They're just physicists who said this. And what they said was that they have two papers that are out, and what they think is that the Higgs boson is going back in time to prevent the LHC from discovering it.
So the Biggs proton, or the boson, Higgs boson is...
You're a scientist.
Yeah, I know. I'm very prescient.
Yeah. The Higgs boson
is Biff, or no, it's Marty McFly.
Yeah,
it's going back to kill Biff. He's going back to
get the Back to the Future reference.
Hey,
the point is, it's what it's trying to do.
I
is
need
go
that
back
to make
time.
It work for me. Okay.
Okay, it's basically someone going back in time to kill their own grandfather, so that they could never.
Strange.
It doesn't. Well, here's the thing. First of all, it would mean that the Higgs boson does exist, so it's not just a theory.
Right.
But second of all...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even actually put that together. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are assuming,
that
by writing this paper,
exist.
They're already assuming that it actually exists.
Right, and that they're trying to make sure... That the Higgs boson is trying to make sure, first of all, that it's sentient. But first, it's trying to make sure that it's not discovered. Which
by killing itself?
By proving it exists by going back in time and destroying the LHC or making sure that it's not discovered, it then proves itself.
So essentially, like, their theory is just full of contradictions
once
you start to poke it.
Of course. But the point is,
but it's getting a lot of press.
It's covered in the news, and it was covered in Dig, and the point is, why? What has gone wrong with the news in general that we are not just calling these people retarded? Or, that's crazy talk. Or... hey, listen, you're a physicist, fine, I'm going to take your word for it. I'm going to go check with the 300 of the 1,000 physicists and see what they say. Oh, you're crazy? Okay, well, we're just going to write that down next. Okay,
fair enough. I think what it comes down to is just that the person who wrote this article found those, and he's printing essentially what he wants to say and has the means to do it. I just think it's getting covered because he has that pull. If you had an equal amount of pull and wanted to write an opposing article... or have a debate, or something like that, you're more than welcome to. And you would be able to crush those people in front of everybody,
but
and that would be that.
But the point is, why are we not... Why is the editor, and why is the news organization not trying to shut it down, shut that bullshit down, and go, that's retarded?
Because conflict creates drama.
Yeah, and this is what happened before with the LHC, which is the whole idea that it was going to create a black hole, which is going to suck up the entire world.
Which is of interest to a lot of people.
Yeah, because everyone lives in the world. But the point is that it didn't, and it doesn't. It was just one guy who had no idea what he was talking about and was talking out of his ass, and turns out it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets press. Why the fuck?
A If I could answer
but I would. We need, but obviously it's getting press because we're giving it press. People like, I'm sure Steve, oh, it was, this was in the Telegraph, which is a UK newspaper, but they gave it press. Mm. I'm sure CNN will eventually give it press, and all these other news organizations are going to give it press until it's squashed or until it goes out of the limelight, until people just forget about it.
Mm.
Why? Why? I just have a problem with the news organization. I don't understand. When you see a headline, like this guy, like, remember that Fed, there was a Fed guy, a guy who worked for the, I think it was for the Federal Trade Commission, and he was found killed with Fed carved into his body.
No, I try and avoid,
well, this happened, like, headlines a few weeks ago or whatever, and,
so I can get a good right idea.
The point is, it was covered, and this guy had Fed cut into his stomach or his torso or whatever.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard word one about that thing yet.
Yeah, neither have I, actually.
Well, you never heard about the first story, but I heard about the first story.
Well, it's also, well, okay, yeah.
Where's the follow-up?
All right, I don't know. Or also, another just discrepancy of mine with the news organization, how they handled the swine flu case. Remember?
How great was that?
That was the most despicable thing I've ever seen. I watched for 1 week as CNN had not even headlines, sidelines.
Yeah.
You know, you go to CNN.com, you've got your headline news, and then you've got off to the side these columns with, you know, Oprah's new weight and a recipe for success in the bedroom. I don't even know. Below that, you've got, you know, possible new disease, you know, it didn't even say worries, you know, right, health organization.
Right.
It didn't say it worries it. It just said it's under investigation.
Right.
A week goes by of those sidelines on CNN, and then all of a sudden Yahoo News, somebody on Yahoo finally read CNN and thought, hey, here's something that'll get people, you know, fucking crazy. And they put, literally on Yahoo's homepage, which is where a lot of people sadly get most of their news, okay?
Right.
Next to the entertainment. They see those headlines. You got four headlines on Yahoo. One of them is, you know, legitimate news, one of them is entertainment news, and the other two are, I don't even know,
BS.
Somebody's facts of their life, like my cat gained 12 pounds last week or something.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, Yahoo News puts, you know, worldwide, you know, possible pandemic could kill millions, health organizations scared.
Yeah.
As a news organization, which they are not, Yahoo is a website, and their primary thing is to entertain.
But
they are not a credible news organization.
Obviously,
but what they did do is start a panic, because after that was when everybody started talking about swine flu, how it was going to kill, and all these vaccinations, and people started flipping out. And I watched as people started to unravel and get really freaked out. My family, like people that I knew, were legitimately concerned about the swine flu. And I tried – this is one thing that I did passionately try and argue against. Please try and, you know, watch that when you're gesturing.
Right.
This is one thing that I did try and argue against passionately, because I saw the stupidity unfold, and I knew that that would – it would definitely improve everybody's life to know that it was not that serious. And yet...
How'd that go over?
It didn't. It didn't go over. There are still headlines, and there are still people worried about H1N1 virus. Mm. And it's... I just... That aggravates me as much as weird little things aggravate you. It's honestly, it was so disturbing for me to fucking watch as people... disregarded their instincts and took what Yahoo said as fact because they're a news organization, or supposed to be. And they delivered something completely inappropriately and potentially started a panic. And that is not at all okay, ever.
First of all, I think that you say that they went against their instincts. They went with their instincts. Yahoo News knows that people's instincts are go with fear. Fear sells.
Nobody's instinct is to be afraid.
Your instinct is to immediately accept the group mind as well, but take the precautionary measure. And if you hear that there's this H1N1 or this new swine flu pandemic, you want to get the fuck out of here.
Okay, that's not my first instinct. I don't know who you're referring to or talking about, but
if
I do not want to take... What did you just say? I take the precautionary measure?
Yeah.
I
Well, you're an idiot. Look what happened. You broke your arm.
Yeah, I fractured my wrist. And just because I was rock climbing, I just made a bad decision where, that's all.
But fucking rock comes out of the wall. You make plenty of bad decisions all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
I do.
Your main instinct is, this is going to be great. This is going to be fun.
That is my main instinct.
Most people don't injure their arm doing that. They take precaution. Well, I could sit in an office for 50 years and have a safe job,
and that's a great instinct. Yeah, I could walk up this hill, or I
could climb up it.
No, you couldn't climb. You couldn't walk up it anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, there's people who would walk up the hill.
No,
because take the longer way.
No, there was no way to do that. There was no path that led up the hill.
Then they go, oh, that hill's not climbable. I'm just going to go over it. Or, you know, I'll get the proper equipment, and then I'll climb it.
Yeah, all right. I will admit getting the proper equipment. Actually, what I will admit to you is that it was a poor choice of site to climb. I had climbed 3 other cliffs that entire weekend, and that was fine. This one in particular, I was warned about. The guy I was with said, bad idea.
Really?
And I went really. And I
and
went
you
anyway.
Still went with it.
That's right. And
well,
I was
you're
the one,
an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I was the one who fell.
So don't get mad and be like,
hey,
no.
who says I'm mad?
Don't get mad at me when I say most people's first instinct is the precautionary measure. It is.
I don't think it's the precautionary measure.
I think it is. When that guy warned you, don't climb up that thing, he was like, well, listen, don't climb up that thing. And you go, fuck that kid. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he actually said don't climb up it, and we walked about, you know, 200 feet, you know, in another direction, and then we climbed up it.
Oh, okay. When he left.
No. I started climbing, and he jumped right behind me.
Gotcha. Great. How'd that go over?
Not well.
How's your wrist doing?
It's
fractured?
Casted.
Good.
Fractured, yeah. It's actually probably not fractured anymore. Oh. I can get the cast off in 2 days.
I can take it off for you if you'd like.
I was debating just getting it really wet, like you're not supposed to do, and just, like, having the mush.
Like you're not supposed to do. Do you hear what you just said?
Yeah, no, I heard it. I've always been really curious what actually would happen, you know? Like
it would get mushy right and gross, and then...
And then it would melt away.
No, it doesn't melt away.
What are you talking about?
Okay, the reason why they use, like, those vibroblades or whatever...
And you probably, like, peel it off after it got really
the
wet.
The point is that the reason they use those vibroblades is because, obviously, getting it wet is not the most efficient method of taking it off.
Not the most efficient, no.
Or the most safe, probably, either.
What's dangerous about water? Water's
no, but
safe,
then it's,
elemental.
It's because... It's,
water saves
elemental.
Me. Water saves me.
This is a Pokemon.
Yeah, I know.
But it wouldn't help, obviously, to take it off because you got to cut it still. It's not going to peel away.
Okay, so I get me some safety scissors and go for the...
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to cut into your skin. And
no, I'm not an idiot. Okay?
What did we just go over?
I didn't agree I was an idiot. I agree that I sometimes don't make the best decisions regarding my well-being, but it does not make me an idiot. It makes me a thrill seeker. And
no, it doesn't.
Yes,
you,
it does.
No, it makes you lucky to not be dead yet.
I am lucky.
Would you consider Evel Knievel?
I'd seek him a thrill seeker.
I would consider him insane. And after about the fifth one, here's
there's
the
a lot of people who would disagree with you who think he's great. I think, as a matter of fact, I think Evel Knievel has probably a bigger following than you'll ever get.
Yes,
I think. Yeah, that's true.
And first of all, people like to see people get smashed and break their own. That's why there's so many goddamn videos
point.
On YouTube.
That's definitely a good point. People like to see.
That's
fucking,
right.
And
if he doesn't die, all the better. And if he almost dies and then comes back to life, even better.
Oh, that's even better.
If he dies and then comes back to life?
No, if okay, nobody's doing that. Don't.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, here's the thing. Most people do talk about that stuff, like the near-death experiences or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate those.
Near-death experiences?
Well, here's the thing. People say my heart stopped,
uh-huh.
I was dead,
right.
And then I came back to life.
Yes.
Evidently, you weren't dead. We need to...
When do you become dead?
Exactly. We need to redefine dead as you're not coming back. Because...
Well, wait a second. What if somebody's heart stops for like a minute and 2 minutes? 5 minutes?
Yeah, they can still come back. They'll get brain damage, but
they
come back.
Brain damage, yeah.
Right. And then what happens? Medical technology comes into play and brings you back to life.
Or a miracle.
Or medical technology comes back.
What if no medical technology had anything to do with it?
Then... Okay, here's the thing. You want to talk about that? Really? You want to do
what
this?
What else are we going to
do? You want to do this?
Go ahead.
Okay. Then you know what? I wasn't there. I wasn't for that one. And so I don't know exactly what happened. And neither does that person. Because they were under, evidently. But I'm sure there was some thing.
No, that person doesn't. Of course not. But, I mean, let's just say you got a doctor in the room. A learned doctor who's done everything that they can. And they're sitting there filling out the paperwork for this corpse.
Yeah.
Legitimately. And he's about to get ready to go tell the family waiting outside that it was a failure.
How long has the person been dead?
Let's say 6-7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And then out of absolutely nowhere, the machine starts beeping again.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I'm not saying they, like, sit up and, oh, I feel great, and then they just, like, dance out of there.
Right.
No, I'm saying fucking the machine starts beeping.
Right. And then
they start getting oxygen to their brain again.
Right.
Might be comatose for a little while.
Right.
But either they're alive.
And do they come back all by themselves?
Yeah, that's what I'm arguing.
What I would
they come
say
back all by themselves?
Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Extremely
unlikely.
And if it did happen,
would
not
you even
a miracle.
Consider it miraculous is what I'm asking. Why?
Because it's not.
What constitutes a miracle?
Someone being dead for, say, 50 years, coming back to life. How does that sound? that's ridiculous.
No, it would definitely be a miracle.
Yeah.
But your standards are ridiculous.
Why?
Because.
Maybe my standards are just better.
No, they're not better. You, sir,
maybe
are just
are so low.
No, you're determined to live a cynical and dull life. That's your problem. Yeah. You refuse to see, like, little miracles. Yeah, okay, if somebody popped up after 50 years, what are you going to see? A worm-eaten corpse pop up and
maybe
walk around? That's not a miracle. That's a fucking horror movie.
No,
okay?
That's a miracle.
No, I'm not considering that miraculous. I'm considering
fine.
Armageddon,
after 10 years,
and
10 years.
I will post up on Dick's Sporting Goods roof and shoot them down until I get air support
and
get out of there.
What if perfectly preserved, comes back to life?
Yeah, perfectly preserved after 50 years is a miracle, unless somebody else
there you go. Perfectly preserved after 50 years, comes back to life and goes, what's going on, guys? Or talks like a
like
50 years old.
Friends.
Like I said, from The Lord of the Rings.
Hey!
But the point is, yeah, that would be a miracle to me.
I don't think that was one of the things either. I think that A is not
from
any
time period. Well, ye old was.
Ye old. That's from Renaissance times, I think. Ye old douchery.
The point is, that would be a miracle to me. People are like, oh, these little miracles. They're not miracles! They're not miracles!
They're little miracles.
No, they're not!
They're like miraclets.
Okay, first of all right, we'll get into it. Why did God used to be so badass? Back in the Old Testament, he's throwing down pillars of fire, he's turning people into pillars of salt, throwing down meteors from wherever, splitting up the river. Now, what is he doing? He's letting little Timmy walk again. Big deal. My ass. He's
it's a big deal to Timmy's parents and Timmy.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Timmy had the choice in between seeing a pillar of fire come down from the sky.
Or walking again.
I would take the pillar of fire in no time. Of course I would.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. No. You know what I think what Timmy would have wanted? I think he'd want a bolt of lightning or that pillar of fire to strike his legs and have
and
them
work again.
Moonwalk out of his chair and he all of a sudden can hurdle himself
what,
like 20
that
feet.
Happens I'll start considering
there you go
right
there
the
you
existence.
Go
but the point is
yeah
that's a miracle
right I know
what happened to those kind of miracles
what happened to those kind of miracles? I don't know maybe.
They went away
I don't think they went away keep who wrote the Bible
Jews
yes a council
well, the old ones.
Council of Nicaea
right
they came together
yeah.
and decided
yeah.
what was to be written down and told about
right.
the religion right
exactly.
Are you saying that they, just like we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
are unbiased
no,
totally towards entertainment value? Don't you think that they would have wanted things to be exaggerated in order to pull people into the stories
I'll tell
and
you
keep
what.
Them entertained
there was,
and fearful?
There was old, I think there was an old episode, there was an old version of the New Testament that was found that either was before the Nicene Creed or during the time, and it did not have the resurrection.
Yeah.
Boom. Oh, but the point is, whatever happened to those miracles? People like pointing to those miracles and going, see, they're in the Bible. Okay, it's a story. It's a story that I had no part in writing, and that I have no idea as to how I can reference this, besides other people in the Bible and other parts that wrote the Bible as well. Great. You've just completed a self-fulfilling loop that just keeps going around and around and around and around and around. I want miracles like the Old Testament. Or even the New Testament. You make blind people... First of all, blind people can see. Or there's sometimes when blind people can see. And you know what? They don't like it very much.
Really?
Yeah. There was a guy...
You say they. There's one guy.
Well, there was one guy specifically who... it's in this book, The Anthropologist
Again,
on Mars.
Standards were probably just too high. Not like yours.
Well, I'll
you
tell you well, I'll tell what happened.
Be the
I'll
shit,
tell you what happened.
You know what?
He was blind. Mm-hmm. And... Then he was able to see because there was like something wrong with his eyes, there was like some cataract or something like that, and there was this surgery that was done, and he couldn't see like perfect 20/20, obviously, but he was able to see.
Mm-hmm.
He went from not seeing to see. And you know what he saw? He saw blotchy skin, he saw things that weren't, you know, around, or that he was still used to being blind
right.
at times. And so Why would you want to see after not being seen? After not being able to see? Evidently, we have an account.
Argue that to a person who's still blind, okay? I guarantee you they'd give anything to see. Just because they don't have it. As human beings, we always want and chase
what we don't have.
Fervently what we don't have.
But I'll tell you what, once they have it, then they wouldn't be very appreciative of it.
Yeah, I know.
And they might be like, this sucks.
Yeah. Trust me. I've done it. Be a lot easier. Plenty of my Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't know how blind people play video games.
Braille.
Braille what? What, there's a readout that's
Braille
coming?
Keyboard.
There's a keyboard. Oh. No. How do you see anything? That's my point.
You play audio games.
What? Well, besides, you can't even play Guitar Hero. What can you play?
You can totally play Guitar Hero.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, you know what you could do? You could modify Guitar Hero so that the guitar vibrates every note that you're supposed to play, instead of so that you're not watching the TV screen.
You have to see it coming up.
No, you don't. That's what I'm saying. It vibrates when you're supposed to hit the note, and you can just get it like that.
Yeah, but when you're on expert mode, it's just like your whole thing would just be vibrating.
It would take you longer to learn, but you would get it.
It wouldn't work out.
You would get it. There is a cheat that you can do on Guitar Hero 2 that takes out the visual notes totally, and you can play the song invisibly. It's just a bar. And I know people, I've seen it done, where you do the entire song of, like, Sweet Child of Mine. But I know a guy who can play the entire song without the, it's on expert, and it's like, it's
But you would have notes. To first tell them, go, yellow, red, green, red, hold, red.
No, not if the controller, like, vibrated or something, and it gave him a hint.
It wouldn't work out.
Okay.
The point is...
Cynic. I think it would work out just fine.
The point is, what happened to those miracles? That's what I want. I want those miracles again.
I know.
They're not happening.
Well, and I think you should just tone down your standard block a little bit and start, you know,
well,
like...
Well, why don't you turn yours up?
Maybe I will. Hey, I'm not saying miracles happen, like, all the time, all around. You know what would be a miracle? If I could go into that office and Tam would go out with me.
Right.
Tam,
that would be a miracle.
Yeah, it would be a fucking miracle.
Well, it's not a miracle because it's within the realm of possibilities.
You're right. It would be
like, I don't want to go with my boyfriend anymore. This guy's more attractive than him. Let's go out.
Yeah. Okay, see, yeah.
That's not a miracle. No, it's not a miracle, but it's not.
Well, I know. It would be miraculous for me for about a minute, and then...
I think we destroyed the English language.
I think so, too. Think about the word awesome. My teacher, like, talked to me about that in, like, 7th grade. He said, truly, the word awesome should be used very sparingly, because, like, it refers to something... Think about it.
That puts you in awe.
In awe, exactly. Yeah. Like, and you got kids saying, like, oh, that dinner was awesome. You know what I mean? Or like, whoa.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that shit was exactly awesome.
That was great.
That shit was awesome.
You know?
That weed I've got in my backpack, that looks awesome. You know? It's like that just, that word has been totally dummied down, you know?
Completely has, and I'll tell you what, I think that has, first of all, people saying want instead of need, or say need instead of want, you know, like, oh, I need that new iPod.
Oh, I need that new thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're just.
They don't need it.
No, they don't.
Obviously.
But, saying, oh, that was a miracle, or, you know, saying, oh, that was awesome, but I'll tell you what has ruined it even further, leet speak. That thing where you say, oh, LOL.
Oh, God.
Oh, WTF. People do it.
Well, I know people actually do it. I've said WTF in a regular conversation, you know.
I would say if my parents were around and I didn't want to say actually what the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But if my parents aren't around, I'll say what the fuck.
Yeah, but you're still saying it. WTF.
No, you're not saying it.
Situational.
Say the abbreviation, and you're not saying the word.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You engage in doing it, too, because of the situation.
Well, but they say it even when they're around their friends, and just their friends and their parents around. And you know what else they say?
What?
I did it for the lols.
Okay, I've never heard anybody
say that. You never heard anybody say that?
And if I do hear it...
I yell at them.
Yeah, I will say something.
The lols. The L-U-L-Zs.
That's
annoying.
It is annoying, especially when you do it the way that you do it. Yeah, it just, like, makes me queasy.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Okay, but the point is...
Yeah, I know.
Leet speak has ruined us.
Yeah.
Leet. Saying leet.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's annoying.
Leet.
Leet.
I don't like
Smiley
it.
Smiley faces.
I'll tell you what I do like. What was I going to say? Since we're talking about how shitty everything is and how we're supposed to be pursuing quality of life.
Yeah.
Why don't you read a good storybook? Okay. Here's something interesting.
Is that piece of shit Where the Wild Things Are?
No.
How awful that is.
But that totally explains to me your lack of a childhood and your current view on the world that you didn't read.
I read the Butter Battle Book, and that was a book about the Cold War.
Excuse me. Yeah. The what?
The Butter Battle Book, by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, it sounded like it was Dr. Seuss.
Of course it was.
About the Cold War.
Well, technically it was. It was about two people who wrote, or wait, Butterside Up, and people who...
That's a good story.
And it is about the Cold War, if you think about it.
Okay.
It's about two people building up their arms.
I don't give a shit. I didn't bring that up. I'm talking about Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes, but my point is, that was a book... Where the Wild Things Are.
Are you talking about how it taught you a lesson, or like it applied to
history? No, it didn't actually teach me a lesson. I just read the story. But thinking back, it had a story.
Yeah, it did have a story.
It did have an actual plot line.
Where the Wild Things Are did.
No, it doesn't. It has... the story.
Have you read it now?
The story is...
You haven't read it now, have you?
No!
So you've never read it.
I have read it.
Again. When?
As a kid.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You just said you never read it.
No, I never read it recently. I have read it.
Are you sure?
It's about a kid who dresses up as a monster or whatever.
I'm sure you just read a little article online describing the story. I don't think you've read it. I don't believe you.
The first part is like, this is where things grow and... Whatever. I can't remember the exact... All right, can you recite it for me?
Of course not, but I'm not going to try. Let me tell you my evidence that I read it.
It is...
I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the movie.
That's not... But people got... Watched that fucking Paranormal Activity, and they thought it was great.
That doesn't come from a book.
But the point is that their fact that they've actually watched it and liked it doesn't prove anything.
Yeah. Okay, no. I was not bringing up Where the Wild Things Are.
Well, I'm going to, because it's shit. And you know it is. You should know it is.
I don't know it is, and I don't
understand. It's about a kid who lies all the time. Lies to everybody.
He doesn't lie.
Yeah, he does.
He lies. He lied, like, to his mom.
He lied to the monsters as well, that he's the king.
He didn't... He created that world.
But the point is, he lied!
He was the king.
No, he wasn't!
He created the world.
All right. He was a liar.
If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't even be there.
Because why?
Because he's the fucking king!
Because he imagined it up.
Yeah.
So we've got a world that's completely imaginary.
Like every fiction world, yeah.
What? Wait, this is within the other fiction world.
Yeah.
That's completely imaginary.
Double fiction. So we went above and beyond the call. Double
fiction. And then what happens is he's there for a while, says he's like there, says he's their king, and they have a party.
Yeah.
And then...
Big party.
A big party. Oh, and then what happens? He goes back. Great. Yeah,
he has to.
Right. But then he goes back.
He's a kid.
But he
goes to school the next day, I think.
But he goes back. He might have gone to school. He may have been homeschooled because he's a retarded
kid. It seems that way. Hey, no, don't knock homeschooling. I'm envious. Homeschool kids always seem to get it better.
No.
Not always. Author of Brisinger.
He homeschools his kids? Or he was
homeschooled? He was homeschooled.
And look how he turned out. He's weird.
He's definitely weird, but he's written three bestsellers, and he's zipping his way through medical school.
Always,
he's like 24 years old.
They may be smarter, but they're always socially inept.
He's definitely socially inept.
There you go.
Why the fuck do you think he wrote three novels before he was 24 years old? He doesn't have any real friends.
Yeah. He had to invent friends. Yeah. Like this fucking kid from Where the Wild Things Are. And I'll tell you what happened. He was told to go up the stairs because he wouldn't eat his supper. He said he was acting up or whatever, and he didn't eat his supper. Then what happened? He came back from the goddamn party. And then ate his supper.
Yeah.
He got his supper.
Because he learned something.
Because he learned a lie.
No, he didn't lie about anything. When he got home later, he didn't lie.
What did he say?
I don't remember.
He said, probably, I'm a monster. Let me eat you, Mom.
That's what he said. I love you,
he probably didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
He probably said, Mom, give me that goddamn steak.
And she said, you know what?
Shut up.
He apologized.
And where's my dad, by the way? You sent that guy away?
Dad left.
Right. Probably after abusing him. Right.
Dad's in prison right now.
Okay.
Point.
All right. What were you going to bring up? Because the goddamn Wild Things.
Exactly. Before you rudely interrupt me with this
movie
rant,
is going to be okay. But this kid.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be okay.
Fine. I will give to you that it came from a very short.
Book. About 7 pages,
something like that. Hey, Benjamin Button was a 3-hour movie. It came from a 10-page short story. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what?
How many awards did that win?
That movie sucked too, right?
I'm sure it did.
It did.
But it won awards.
Okay, if we just judge things on how many awards it wins, that's
really?
Gonna suck.
Are you just gonna be, answering your phone in the middle?
I didn't answer the phone. I looked at who it was. I didn't recognize the number.
You slammed it down on the
desk. All right, you know what?
I can't.
My God.
I'm just saying.
All right, All right, what was this movie that you want to talk about?
It wasn't a movie. It was books. Okay.
All right, what
and
books?
What I was going to bring up, first of all, I've got a lot of books to talk about, but the one I'm bringing up now is The Golden Compass.
Great movie. I'm very crappy movie. Great book.
Exactly, as is usually the case. What I don't understand is you, who last year I met and introduced me to this demon-haunted world and talk about Carl Sagan and talk about nonfiction books all the time, I didn't even think you'd give fiction the time of day. And then you tell me your favorite series is
The
Golden Compass.
Right.
The His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman.
Yeah.
Which, also awesome and incidentally, I just did it. I misused awesome.
You did.
What was great and was that Philip Pullman did that in response to C.S. Lewis...
The, The Lion Lives in the Wardrobe.
Where the Chronicles of Narnia. Right.
Whatever.
Christian. Heavily Christian.
Right. First of all, the lion getting killed and then coming back.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a miracle for it. First of all, talking lion would be a miracle.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, he did it as a response.
I would love to talk to a lion. Have I ever mentioned that? Oh, my God. Talking to a lion would be awesome.
There's a quote that says, like,
God, I did it twice. I gotta stop. I gotta stop myself.
You're doing it yourself.
Yeah, it's me. I'm part of the problem.
You're the only one doing it,
I want to be part of the solution, but I'm part of the problem.
You're definitely part of the problem.
I'm gonna hang myself.
But there's a quote that says, like, even if a lion could talk, you wouldn't understand each other. The point is that you come from such different worlds. How would you be able to relate?
You know what my middle name is? You know what my middle name is?
Lion?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, it is, right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It is.
Your middle name.
So, we come from different worlds.
If my middle name is Griffin, and the Griffin existed.
Oh, God, if only. If only.
But the point is, they don't. And, all right, so, yeah, what about it? You were so surprised that I like fiction novels?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you dance around and you talk about how miracles don't happen and you, like...
Because they don't!
Peruse... No. And you peruse, you know, news sites and you talk about current events and stuff. Yeah. I didn't think... You just don't seem like the person that would dabble in fiction. I figure you're so invested in this world, you wouldn't want to bounce to another.
I love bouncing to other worlds. But then I go back. But then I come back and I go, oh, that was a good fictional world.
It's true.
That doesn't exist.
What other series have you read besides His Dark Materials? Fiction.
Obviously Harry Potter.
So you did read Harry Potter?
Yeah, of course I read Harry Potter.
Again, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
What 21-year-old hasn't read Harry Potter?
I'm sure there are some out there that haven't.
My sister.
Very underprivileged, like, African kids who've never seen books. I don't think they've read Harry Potter.
They probably don't. But I'm saying people who have
seen a billboard with Daniel Radcliffe, like, with a, you know, wand. As they were, like, field tripping through, like, South Africa. They probably saw that.
Field tripping?
Yeah.
When did they do that?
When they're stealing food for the camp.
Yeah, of course. All right, here's the thing. I watched the movies, which were okay, but I read the books, which were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about... but you won't give...
Brisinger?
You won't give...
Brisinger!
The Inheritance Cycle a chance.
I just don't... You know what? Aragorn and dragons and stuff, that ain't my bag of tea.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't like dragons?
I don't like elves in general.
Yeah, I feel that. No Lord of the Rings for you?
The movies were cool. I never read any of the books.
I read The Hobbit.
I read The Hobbit. Yeah, it was
Hobbit
good.
Hobbit was a good one.
Yeah, it was alright.
It was pretty good.
There weren't any elves in The Hobbit, were there?
Yeah, there were. Actually. They stopped in an enchanted forest at one point, like towards the beginning. Maybe, I wouldn't say like at the end of the first third of the book.
I don't remember that. Oh, no, they went through the dwarf.
You know what?
I
might actually be mixing that up with Fellowship of the Ring.
I don't think there were any...
That's my bad.
There was no elves in that thing. I don't remember. There was the hobbits. There was Gandalf. I mean, do you have to keep whipping me?
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Hitting this and then hearing that. You're whipping me.
Oh, dude. That's really not cool.
It's not cool.
I got the headphones on. That sounds terrible.
Of course it did.
We're going to have to edit that
out. No, we're keeping that in.
Damn it.
No, all right. The point is, the hobbits, there's no elves. There's no... I don't remember any ogres, and there was no dwarves, if I remember correctly.
Oh, there were dwarves.
Oh, there was the seven dwarves.
There were not
there was
the
like,
seven
what,
dwarves.
14 or something like that, 13?
I know
there was a lot.
Gimli's dad was in The Hobbit.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah, but he was in a... They were
right,
all
there was a
in
few.
It. Yeah, there was a lot. There was at least seven, maybe 10.
There was a lot of them, and then there was just...
Bjorn, that shapeshifter dude.
Who?
That guy was awesome. He could turn into like anything. He turned into a bear and he like mauled.
Oh yeah, that guy was cool.
Yeah, he was. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
They stopped at his mall.
Yeah, and he was like a bear, and they were like, oh, who's the bear guy?
Yeah, whatever. That was him.
And then they had to convince him to like let them stay and come on their journey, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But the point is, and then they sort of fought a dragon, sort of thing, or whatever.
They sort of killed it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But you know what's not cool?
Riding
elves.
Elves. Anything you say like that is not going to
elves
be cool.
Elves and dwarves. Lol. No, the point is. Elves ain't cool. People think they're cool. They're not cool.
That's kind of like...
They're like humans, but albino...
More magical.
Or magical at all. And
yeah, that's a good point.
And they have pointed ears.
Yeah, they do.
And then they speak, and they're always like...
They speak musically.
You know what they're like? They're like the vampires from Twilight series.
From Twilight. That's exactly what they're
exactly
like. Twilight makes vampires like elves.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just get this out of the way right now. If you're not going to pick this up from future conversations,
gonna suck.
We hate Twilight.
Of course,
one thing we can definitely agree on is that Twilight.
Canadian chicks.
It's you know what the worst part is that it has been compared to a modern day Romeo and Juliet. You know that from like solely like Juliet's point of view.
Well, They have a point.
I agree that they have a point. I just think that it's except a travesty. Except for
the
problem, though,
there's the werewolf who's going after the...
True. Well, actually, you know that werewolf in the series later hooks up with Belle's daughter?
Who's Belle?
Belle's the main chick.
Belle's daughter?
Belle's daughter.
Yeah. Isn't she, like, 16?
Yeah. Well, later in the series,
she's... How old is she?
I don't know. Like, 18, maybe?
She's got a...
She has a kid. Oh, yeah. Actually, I didn't read the book, so maybe, like, fast forward into the future. Oh, no. I think she has, like, she's, like, a speed ager or something like that. Oh, I was about to.
A speed ager?
I don't know. Listen,
a speed ager?
You know what? The thing is, I can't really speak about it because I only know...
Make up...
I'm making up stuff right now. No.
The series sucks.
Yeah,
let's
be honest. It really does. Yeah, why the fuck do we even waste, you know, a minute talking about that? I apologize.
Here's the thing. You always talk about me complaining or discussing things that I haven't read or haven't seen.
Yeah.
I was right about Paranormal Activity.
I was right about it, too. It sucked.
But I didn't have to go to it. And I saved myself an hour and a half. And I probably... when you were watching that movie and you're like, this sucked, I was probably beating off. And I was like, this is great. And I was like, this is fantastic. I was thinking that...
You probably enjoyed that hour and a half more than I did.
Definitely did.
But...
Even when I spent that hour and a half taking a shit, I'm like, I would have been...
An hour and a half? Really?
Well, I'm just saying, if I took that long, I would have been like, that was a good shit.
I feel like that would have been like a marathon, dude. It's like,
yeah, but you know what? I would have felt lighter afterwards.
Yeah, big time.
Probably healthier. Not healthier, but just lighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You would have been healthier. You would have probably...
Well, then you look at it afterwards, you're like, that's an accomplishment.
Hell yeah.
That is something else. And then you take a picture of your phone and you send it to all your male friends.
Can I just say, one of the grossest things I ever saw was a Polaroid of a pile of shit. And the reason it was gross, it wasn't... I mean, like, that... It wasn't...
Was it from one of your friends?
The lighting was pretty bad. It was from a girl I knew.
A girl?
A bigger girl.
Oh.
And it was, you know where it was? In somebody's backyard. That's where I am. Oh, I'm not even going to say it. I shit you not. No. I am not joking. It was like a Halloween weekend back when we were in high school. And it was like a theater thing. And thankfully, I wasn't even friends with these people at the time. I just saw the picture later on and proceeded to vomit and not talk to that girl anymore.
Obviously.
But I'm not even joking you. This Polaroid was like of a sizable pile of shit. Like, you would have thought it was like a mastiff that took that thing, dude. And just...
Is that a mastodon?
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't like it if a guy did that.
No,
either.
But you think it's funnier.
I would think it was funnier.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a thing that...
It's not... Like, for instance, you know what I think is funny? When I was in eighth grade and my brother was in sixth grade, we were on our way to get tailored for tuxes from our mom's wedding. It was like that weekend. We go to Subway. On the way there, my brother starts talking about how he's like really got to go to the bathroom badly. And I'm laughing. I'm having a great time. And then just before we get to Subway, he tells me that he definitely shit himself. And I'm laughing. I'm dying laughing. I'm going in there. I'm like, well, whatever. He goes to the bathroom. And we were with my stepdad. I didn't tell, you know, him anything. I'm just laughing. My brother comes back. We eat. You know, I'm like, whatever. You know, I assumed he took care of it. We get back in the car. And all he does is lift the lip of his pants, and his underwear was gone. He left his shit-filled underwear, at the time probably briefs or tidy whities, in the sink of that Subway, which we went to all the time. And I think to this day that that's hysterical.
That is hysterical.
It is hysterical, isn't it? And let me tell you what I don't find hysterical, too. A similar story, I know a girl, I was there at this time.
Yeah.
And we were at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. Again, another place we go to all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there, and I'm watching TV. My friend's in his room talking on the phone. And it's like 3 in the morning. We've been drinking and stuff. And this girl says, you know, hey, I'm going to use the bathroom. And she's in there for like 20 minutes. And then... like I said, the owner of the house is in his room talking on the phone. She leans out the door and says, you know, hey, anybody, you have any toilet paper? He doesn't answer because he's on the phone. Nobody else answers. I don't know where the toilet paper is. You know, I'm just like, whatever. What's it called? Then he's still on the phone or whatever, but I just hear the toilet flush, and I didn't really think anything of it. I figured she found
it.
2 weeks later, owner of the house... is we're driving to, you know, someplace to eat, and tells me, you know, I don't know if you know anything about this, but I was cleaning out the garbage in the bathroom, and at the bottom of it I found some toilet paper covered in shit. And I say, whoa, And I picture it, vomit, in my mouth a little bit, and I'm just grossed out because I have a big problem with shit in general. Yeah, so if I had to do that, I would have not been able to handle it at all. I would have gotten one of my little sisters to do it or something. But
right. The
point is that we came to the conclusion that that's what this girl did. She couldn't – it wasn't toilet paper. I'm sorry. It was paper towels. And that's what she did was she got paper towels either from the bathroom or something like that or from somewhere. She found them somewhere. Or napkins or something, and she wiped with them and then just put them in his garbage can.
What? Why would she put them in the garbage can?
Well, I mean, like, on the one hand, I can kind of see, like, what are you going to do?
Put it in the toilet or whatever.
What I would have done?
Put it in the toilet.
You don't flush napkins and paper towels.
I
would have
done it anyways. F it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, exactly.
Worst that happens is what? Throw the floods? Big deal.
Yeah, that's true. Better that than, you know, 2 weeks later.
Dry shit.
I mean, like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
that is the worst.
So, again, just illustrating right there. That thing that happened with my brother, that's very funny.
That is hilarious.
The thing that happened with her, not funny at all. We're not even friends anymore.
And, really?
Well, it's not solely because of that. But it definitely was a big contributing factor.
Oh, I'll tell you a story.
Go.
Me and shit. So my my recent ex-girlfriend or whatever, she had her own apartment at the time. And it was like...
Is this Anna?
Yeah, it's Anna.
Okay.
And so she had her own... It's okay. She had her own apartment at the time, and I would drive over there when I was done with work, and...
Does she live at home now?
She lives at home now.
Okay.
But at the time, she lived in her apartment and whatever, and I was like... By the time I drove down there, it took like maybe 15, 20 minutes to get there, and I don't know what happened, but consistently, when I would get down there, I would have to take a dump. Like, two or three times, at least when I had gone down there, out of like maybe the 20 or 30 times, I was like, oh my god, I gotta take a shit. And I have a thing where I don't like people knowing that I'm taking shits.
Really?
And especially when it's like a small area and I'm the only person there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, can I use the bathroom real fast? And I'm there and it's going to smell like ass afterwards. And so I didn't want to go in there or whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, what am I going to do? Because I really have to take a shit.
Yeah.
And then so I go to the Shell and fucking, first of all, gas stations are filled. They employ assholes.
Oh,
let's be honest. They employ complete assholes. And maybe it's because they figure they're going to get ripped off. So they want to employ assholes, so their chances of getting ripped off are so rare, you know what I mean? So we don't allow all the rip-off.
Why? Because
well, if we employ this asshole, he's not going to let in some, you know, kid, and then the kid's going to rob him. So
maybe
employ the asshole, never going to let them in. I was like, I really got to go to the bathroom. He's like, can't let you in. I was like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Can't let you in. I'm like, fine. So I get in my fucking car. I drive like a block down, and then there's this alley. And I was like, all right, so I'll tell you what I do.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, I gotta take a shit. So what I do is I take this directions that I have, which is like, it has like a list of all the street names and what their numbers are, like west, north, or what 100 they are. So I take that with me, and I go in this alleyway. No one else is there. And I squat, take a shit in the middle of an alleyway.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Here's what I don't understand. You got a problem with shitting in a bathroom when somebody's near, but not...
Because no one else was around.
Totally wide open space
because
anybody could walk by.
I know, and that was my main fear. And I was like, I gotta finish this up quick. And I was like...
That's what you did. Nice.
Looking around. Done. And then...
What did you wipe with?
With the paper. I ripped out pages.
Ooh. Like,
yeah.
Like a printed paper?
Well, what I did was I do this thing where I ruffled it up.
Yeah.
And it gets somewhat soft. It's not like, it's no tissue paper.
Of course not.
And I'm just like, and wiping it up or whatever. And then I'm like, this is good enough.
Yeah.
So then I assumed, but then I was like, what the fuck? I'm leaving this shit here.
What are you going to do with it? Scoop it up?
No, but I mean, like, I felt bad afterwards, and I just did it again afterwards, like...
How many times, so you did it twice?
I did it twice, yeah. And actually, I still use that book, because there's pieces missing of it, and I can't use all of it. And I think it's like N through Z is useless.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I can find anything, A through M, any street like that, I can find in a snap. But N through Z, can't find them.
That's very, very interesting.
And the girl Anna never found out. I mean,
well,
if she ever
good.
Hears this podcast, she's going to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter now. No.
Not 100%.
Well.
I also don't like urinating into a toilet because they hear it. Everyone can hear it or whatever. You know what I mean?
They judge you based on the...
Well, no. I just don't like letting them know that I'm still peeing. You know what I mean? I like going in the urinal.
What do you? It's a bathroom, though. And like, what do you think people think you're doing in there? You know, everybody does the same thing.
I assume that they think that I'm just going in there,
powdering your nose,
sipping coke, and then walking out.
Yeah. Right. Now, yeah, you would rather have them assume that than actually. Just...
Well, I just don't want them knowing what I'm doing or how much shit of a I'm taking or how much of a stink I'm at. I'll tell you what else happened at Loyola, where I used to go, Loyola Academy. I was there, and I have distinctive shoes. Now, first of all, if you've ever seen them, they're distinctive. Seen them. But even back then, I had distinctive shoes. Mm-hmm. And there's this white kid first of all, he's like 1 in 3 that went to Loyola. But he always was talking, always like, he was being Dre from, but he was then, he was back then. He used to call himself Reverend John, but his name was like Robert Johnson or something like that. But he used to call him like Reverend John or whatever, because his dad was a reverend or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Whatever. He's not a reverend, though. Yeah, black guys get to do that.
I know, they do.
Why is that?
They just call themselves reverend. We'll talk about
but that. Whatever. So I was taking a shit. Mm-hmm. He's going to the urinal or whatever. He sees my shoes. MJ.
Calls you out.
Is that you? Yeah, it is. What was he supposed to get from that? What if it wasn't me?
Dude, really? Are you holding on to that? That's like a story
that still aggravates me to this day.
I have had conversations with strangers in public bathrooms.
That is weird shit.
It's not weird, but also even people that I did know, like in school, people recognize. I mean, my shoes weren't distinctive, but people that knew my shoes.
Right.
Hey, is that you in the den? Yeah, duck.
Well, first of all, you went to Notre Dame, right?
This was at West too.
Wow.
I would say probably more at West than actually happened at Notre Dame.
Really?
But Notre Dame, yeah, that definitely happened as well. Kidding me? Like, yeah, at Notre Dame, we had no qualms
like,
about
time.
Yeah,
we
would, like, high-five under the stalls and stuff like that. Like, we didn't have any problem with doing anything like that. I'm telling you, like, what's the problem? We're all going to the bathroom
like
the same thing.
I don't like,
I mean, I know it's not pleasant, and hey, I am...
fear of shit.
Exactly. Like, I am the last person to tell you that shit's not gross, but, the act of shitting doesn't bother me. Like, everybody's got to do the same stuff.
I don't like imagining women shitting. I don't like myself.
No, I don't like imagining that either. So I don't go into a girl's bathroom and talk to them while they're in the stall. But I have no problem like high-fiving a guy in the urinal next to me or anything like that.
You don't realize how weird that is?
I don't realize it because it's not weird.
It is weird.
No, it isn't.
High-fiving under the stall?
I didn't actually ever do that stuff. It's just, you know what? I don't think it's weird. It's because I think, like, literally, like, when me and my brother were growing up, like, we would use the bathroom at the same time.
What else would happen when you guys were growing up?
Yeah, we'd shower together.
How old?
I don't even know, like, fourth grade, fifth grade?
Fourth grade? That's insane. Fifth grade? That's even worse.
Why? It cuts down on shower time.
Right, but how much time were you wasting after you were done crying?
I never cried.
Right.
We laughed. We had great times. We had a lot of inside jokes that we'll even still talk about.
Oh, my God.
From those.
So, right. Well, most people would be like, after they're done, they just start crying and wasting all those tissues.
Yeah, no.
And your mom's
get
in there, conserve some energy.
No, she
and
didn't
don't...
tell us to. We looked forward to it.
What?
We had a blast. You know, you don't know because you don't have a brother. That's
and
the reason.
I wouldn't shower with him. It's weird.
No, it's not weird. My brother is, we are within a year and a half of each other. He's like practically my age. Like, we've always been close. It's never, ever been a problem. If you had a twin, would you have a problem like showering with them?
I don't have a twin.
Yeah, I know. But if you did...
I would hope I would. I really hope that I would.
You see, that's just it. You don't understand.
I don't.
You just don't understand.
You know what? Maybe I don't want to be comfortable with shitting taking a shower with my twin.
Right.
Maybe I don't
just
want
like
that.
You don't want to believe in miracles.
Well,
that's
exactly the same.
Right.
It's exactly the same. Right.
And on that note, I think we should bring the show to a close.
Yeah, we went round circle.
Yeah, we did come kind of full circle. It's kind of a nice way to
like
end.
Like a dookie circle.
Kind of like a dookie circle.
Yeah.
Duty free. Thank you for sticking with us as usual, and we'll come back next week. As like I said, we always got a lot to talk about. Next week, I want to start talking about some books that I've been getting into, and that I think you would probably enjoy too.
We may not get to them.
So,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I will make sure that we get to
them.
We're
probably not gonna get to them.
So
I'm gonna edit this out.
Stick with us and talk about that. Also, some video games. We got to talk about those that are coming out that we've played, recommending. Gotta love
Can't wait for a second.
So, thanks again. And as usual, this has been Avoiding People with...
Don.
And MJ.
I don't know why we did reverse names.
It was nice.
I don't like it.
But stay tuned. Talk to you next week.